cliffcentral.com. George Meany, autotrader.co.za. He was thrilled that you were on, George, because she was falling into a trap where she was forced to defend Boksburg. When last did you go to an Ellerines, a Morkel's, or a Bradlow's, or a Joshua Dorr?
You know, some of the stores I've seen exist in like more rural areas, like in the Free State, you know, towns. I've seen them exist there. Like you drive past, and you still exist. Wow.
Come on.
Oh, George, I thought you were going to save me, and then you say that.
It's the
truth.
How
about this one? Yes. Lady Lee says, Bears. Remember Bears? Bears really cares about you. Remember them? Oh, my God. Yeah, there's another one. All right, let's go. What do you got for us this morning, George?
Well, our next iteration of our ads that poke the funny is out. I sent you a link there, Gareth, if you haven't got it already.
I don't know if I can play that now. I don't know if I can play it on here. Just like I could play the ad that Ebenezer's in.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me see if
you and Khomolemo can find a way to play that, because I can't play it on my side.
Even if we can't play it, go and have a look on my Instagram account, and you'll see a version of that ad. But basically, somebody's searching on Auto Trader, and they choose a car that is out of their price range, and when they click on the ad, all their furniture disappears, and so they try and undo what they're doing. So I mean, I'm hacking the ad. You should go watch it. I thought it was quite funny. So the last one was the guy stuffing money into his couch. This is the next iteration, and then there's a third one to highlight the fact that that Auto Trader now has price ratings.
I love it. All right, well, we'll check that out. We'll see if we can play it a little bit later, maybe at the end of the show. What else have you got for us this morning, George?
So Tesla has hit a massive milestone in the first quarter of this year, and in their crusade to ramp up EV adoption, they are the number one vehicle seller EV globally for the first quarter of the year. Marking the first time an EV is the top selling vehicle. Now that's not amongst EVs; it's amongst all cars. So they're kind of topping the charts now. People are buying Teslas hand over foot.
Are there a lot of Teslas in South Africa? Are there any Teslas in South Africa?
I know of one Tesla Model X, which was imported. You can import any car you want, provided you stick to the rules of privately importing a car. It's a very, very expensive to do. And then there was a Tesla Model 3, probably about 2-3 years ago, that was in South Africa as well. So those are the only two I know of. The problem with importing a car like that is it's not supported by anybody. The OEM is not here. If you're going to get parts, if you're going to bump it, scratch it, get a ding on the windscreen or a crack on the windscreen, you're going to suffer.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, the whole point with having these super rare cars or cars that aren't necessarily, they don't have manufacturers or service departments here in South Africa, is you have to have tons of money if something goes wrong.
Exactly. I mean, just the supply chain issues. I mean, Jaguar, the I-Pace is sold here. And I got a crack on the windscreen end of last year. I think it was November. I waited almost 6 months for that windscreen. For about 6 months. And
I mean, in Boksburg, they don't wait that long for crack. Sorry. I thought you meant the windscreen. Sorry. All right. Well, you don't have to be quiet during this part. George is used to. You see, he's so good at this. This is why brands hire him to do their ads.
Let it be known.
All right. What else you got?
Auto Trader.
I didn't hear what you said, Amir.
I said nothing.
So somebody somebody has taken a Toyota Corolla, talking about Tesla. Somebody has taken a Toyota Corolla and turned it into a Tesla Transformer. And that's what it looks like, Tesla Transformer. And this car can transform into a robot.
Wow.
They are so Tesla mad that they turned their Toyota Corolla into a Tesla Transformer. Now,
I think
that was going to be my punchline, which is this is a South African.
Ebenezer, I'm just going to take you off for a moment because every time we talk, then there's some delay and George and I aren't sure whether you're on or not. Go on, George. You were saying with this Tesla?
So he's it's a South African. Ufense Matsu is his name. He says he loves building things and he channeled his passion into customizing his Toyota Tesla, and making it look like a Tesla Model X. I mean, I'm not so sure if it looks like a Tesla Model X. Looks more like something from space. But he's transformed his car. I mean, I'd love to see this thing in real life and, you know, whether it actually transforms or not. But apparently it does.
Tell him to bring it around to your offices. I'm sure it wouldn't be the first bizarre car that you've had on your premises and that you've had on your books. Here's a quick question for you. Borge, do you have a favorite muscle car?
Yes, I do. I love the 68 Ford Mustang.
All right, that's your one.
Okay.
That's very nice. Very nice. Then Borge says, cunning stunt, is Auto Trade Auctioneers a real company?
No, nothing about them.
So not related to Auto Trader at all. If they are out there, just be aware, everybody. And George, why are tracker companies, you're getting lots of questions today. Lovely Lady Lee says, George, why are tracker companies and insurers holding us ransom? What does she mean?
What do you mean, lovely lady?
Okay, I don't know if we can answer that. We need to know more. We need to know more. That's a terrible question. I'm sorry I even asked it. Tracy says, is that a Corolla that you've just described that identifies as a Tesla? I think that's what it is, right?
That is exactly right.
Right. It's a Transcar. All right. Very
good.
Well,
it is a Transformer. A Transformer. Yeah.
Yes, of course. I mean, the Transformers, there also used to be something called a Trans Am, wasn't there?
Yes, exactly. Trans Am. Michael Knight drove it. Knight Rider.
Right. Yeah. So there's lots of trans cars. It's not new. Cars were trancing before humans. Now you know. Right. Anything else you want to throw in?
Yeah, one last thing, and that is I don't know whether I believe this or not. Okay, but it was on a reputable news platform, and that is somebody has come up with a air powered technology to power a car. Air powered car. It pulls electricity out of thin air. Apparently,
it sounds too good to be true.
It does, because you know anything out of thin air is if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true.
Then it's not true. Yeah.
You know, so apparently there's this device that's the size of a thumbnail, thinner than a strand of hair, works at a molecular level by smashing materials into small particles. Now, isn't that called a particle accelerator?
Yeah, and if you have let me tell you something, you do not want a particle accelerator in your car, traveling with you at hundreds of kilometers an hour. This is a recipe for disaster. You're going to open up black holes. Depending on obviously how powerful your particle accelerator is, creating antimatter. This is a very bad idea. I want everybody to stop this immediately. This is nonsense.
Exactly. I don't know if it's even possible.
All right. Well, here's Mary with one last question. Mary Mulema, who says, George, do you guys have a car that costs 13,000 Rand? I don't think so. We found your cheapest car the other day. I think it was 16.
Yeah, I mean, let's have a look quickly, and we can go.
We're doing a live. Mary, you must know how important you are to us. George is doing a live search on the site now to see what the cheapest car is.
11,900 and 12,950. There you go. There's two you can go for.
11,000 Rand. Mary, you're going to have a great weekend. You're going to save $2,000 on a 13,000 rand car. Go for it. That's great news. All right, everybody. Listen, I want to thank Ebenezer. I'm sorry I had to drop him off the call, but the delay was becoming a problem, and he's awesome, and you can find out more about him by following him on social media. I'm going to put up his details again for those people who didn't get to see it, so follow him. Here he is at r_Ebenezer, spelled E-B-E-N-H-A-E-Z-E-R. Thank you very much, dude, for being with us again. It's always good to see you. We will have him in studio next time. Simpiwe, you have a good weekend. George, you have an awesome weekend. And we will see everybody else Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.